The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, Lambert, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Urena's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. To see the difference Urena makes and beat it right along.
The Easter traditional movie, yes, indeed. I talk about it probably yearly, Fatty. So you're showing. Oh God, I can't say your name because I am just giving you fuel for your fucking show. Just giving you content for that train wreck, for that accident that you call a show. That'll be on. So I'll make sure not to listen. Yes.
On the other hand, you know, I thought, now what was that?
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Just giving you content.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2664 of the BFO for Thursday, the 12th of April, 2018. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I really got nothing. Big Fatty, you got this? Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. Hello, changes. Big Fatty, have you fouled yourself? No. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, your changes. Your changes, because y'all, there's all kinds of things to change around when you're going to the good days. And y'all, I'm going in and trying to schedule the fast pass pluses and the dining reservations and and y'all, I'm just having to change things around, and y'all, you have to go back regularly. Big Fatty, is that like fiber? No. You go back regularly to see if somebody else has released a reservation or a fast pass or something like that, yes, Big Fatty, and so y'all, we're counting it down. Yes, Big Fatty. So we're making lots of changes to get ready for the good days. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie. Now, y'all, next week, Big Fatty would like to hear from lurkers. Big Fatty, y'all, it's so easy. Just pick up the phone. Call the BFO or send Big Fatty an e-letter to the lurkers out there. I know there's lots of you, and you don't have to de-lurk except for a minute, but you can go ahead and get those voice letters into Big Fatty now so he knows he's got content. Yes, Big Fatty, God knows you need the content. You hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. We hear it. Y'all, as the do on hump day, went by the Von Cease. Y'all, you know, I took a Wednesday afternoon off from the coal mine because I was having my termite inspection. And so, y'all, I went to the Von Cease on my way home. Y'all didn't have a whole lot on sale that I wanted, but I did pick up a few things. Y'all, they had my toothpaste, my TV paste. That I like on sale, so I got a tube of that. I got me an onion. Y'all, they had this ice cream called Enlightened, and y'all, I got it was buy one get one free, and y'all, one of them was called Well, one of them was like a chocolate chip cookie dough. And, y'all, it's one of those ice creams where the carton is, you know, there's not many calories in the whole carton. But one of them, the reason I decided to get it, one of them was called Movie Time. And, y'all, it is popcorn. It is popcorn-flavored ice cream. And I don't remember what else is in it, but I just thought, well, you know, that sounds interesting. So I figured I'd try it. So I got two of those. Y'all, they had a boneless chuck roast on sale. I decided I was going to get that. Y'all, they picked me up a half dozen eggs. Y'all, they had the boneless country poke spare ribs. Big Fat, is that spelled? It is not spelled C-U-N-T. On sale also. Even though I just got some at the Sam's Club, y'all, you get those when they're on sale. And it was a big package of them. Got that. Y'all, they had the pineapple, Peel and Co. pineapple on sale. They had the Jif peanut butter. I got in honor of Brian and Danbury, I got the extra crunchy because I know he likes that. Yes, Big Betty, it'll all get caught in your teeth. It's true. Y'all got some sliced mushrooms. Y'all got a bag of roasted peanuts for the orange hat. You know, we're for peanut time in the office. And y'all, then they had the Baby Ruth and the Butterfinger little bitty candy bars. Buy one, get one free. So I got a bag of each of those to take in for the little treat this week for the coal mine. Y'all, and it's because I got that all that meat. I spent $46.48, but I saved $22.13. Yes, Big Freddy, and we get popcorn ice cream! Now, y'all, Pride 48, the Pride 48 suits sent out an e-letter. And, y'all, I don't know if you're on the list or not. I think you can sign up for the newsletter over there at thepride48.com. Big Fanny, you're not prepared. You should know how to do that. You're right, I should. In fact, I'm going to go over here to the Pride 48 right now and see if I can figure it out. Yes, Big Fanny. And it says, does it say connect with, no, where does it say you can sign up for the, I guess you have to sign in, you have to create an account and sign in, and then you can sign up for the newsletter. Yes, Big Fatty, anyway, y'all, the newsletter went out, and y'all, a big thanks to the Turnip Head, for putting all that together. Y'all, I have to admit, it's awfully fancy looking. Yes, Big Fatty. But y'all, if you're not on the mailing list for the Pride 48, y'all to get on there, and there's all kinds of information there about let's see, what is it about the Pride 48 weekend in Nawlins, and about the June event. And y'all, there's gonna be some sort of testicle update on the stream, and y'all, they're gonna have some bumpers for the stream. Big Freddy Digger could do those. He could. And y'all, then there's information about how you can donate to Pride 48, and how you can get more information and all that kind of stuff. So, y'all, go over there and set you up an account to the Pride 48, and you'll get all the poop. Big Fatty, we don't need any poop. We just want information. Okay, you can get the information. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, Big Fitty, you're starting the Nada music awfully early today. I really am. Y'all, I got no voice. That's not true. I have one voice letter. But you know, Big Fatty doesn't play just one voice. No, Big Fatty, you must have at least two, I say, voice letters. So y'all, I'm gonna go through this. Oh, by the way, I'll tell you about my termite inspection. Y'all got home and they said that they would be here between 1 and 4 o'clock, and sure enough, the guy comes walking up 1 p.m. in the afternoon sharp. And y'all, he's a nice looking man. He was the head guy of the termite division. Big Fatty, the head termite. I guess he was the head termite. Big Fatty, good thing you didn't have your wooden teeth in. anyway, y'all, he walked around the villa here, and y'all, you know, it's bright daylight. Y'all, it's a gorgeous day here in Fat Acres. Y'all, then he rang the doorbell, and he wanted to look in the storage unit on the back side of the carport here, and so we did that, and y'all, then we got in a conversation about my Nest thermostat and cameras, and y'all, he was telling that where he lives, that they don't really have any kind of crime problems or anything, and we don't really have that here in Fat Acres either. Somebody had rummaged through his truck the other night, and then through his wife's car the next night. So he was his wife had been wanting some surveillance cameras. So he's starting to research it, and he made the mistake of asking Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty, ask Big Fatty. And y'all, I highly recommended the Nest cameras and all to him, and anyway, y'all just had a real nice conversation. He found no fault, no infestation, Big Fatty, in the villa. So the villa got a clean bill of health. Yes, Big Fatty. And the other thing, y'all, it's big villa news today. Y'all, you know, I sent a testimonium to my
lawn service,
asking if he could come by and just spruce up the villa before my mother comes over. It's a week from today, and he said yes. And so y'all, he came by Wednesday morning, y'all. The Nest cameras started going off, and I said, well, what's going on? And y'all, it was him. And so y'all, I sent him, but he looks real nice. Y'all, he picked up another 5 bagfuls, you know, those big Lowell's brown bags, another 5 bags of leaves and all from the big oak tree in the front yard of the villa. So y'all, it's unbelievable. Yes, Big Fatty. And you know, those oak tree, those little goldenrod looking brickly things is what I call them. Y'all, they're just everywhere. Yes, Big Fatty. I sent him a testimonium and said everything just looks lovely, and said thank you. And so y'all, he sent me a text back. He says, I'd like to come back and do some pruning. I said, he says, is that okay? I said, yes, Big Fatty. He asked if he could come back and prune you. Yeah, something like that. Y'all, the bottle brush, Big Fatty's got these bottle brush trees and bushes and all, and y'all, the snow got them. And y'all, did I tell y'all this already? Probably so, Big Fatty, but tell it again. The old gal won't remember, that's for sure. Y'all, they're dead as a doornail. But the inner tube said, don't cut them down, don't dig them up, that they may come back. And y'all, sure enough, I was out there talking to the pest control guy, and I said, are you seeing a lot of this? He goes, oh yeah, the cold really got them all this past winter. He says, but you look at that. You're getting some new growth. And y'all, there is indeed new growth on them. So I'm glad that I didn't get them cut away. And I'm sure my
lawn service
will see that and will not cut them away. Yes, Big Fatty, probably not. All right, now let's go and look and see what I got stacked up here. Yes, Big Fatty. Let's just see. Oh, that's my account numbers. Y'all, would you like my checking account number? y'all, here's something from my mother. It's not really relevant right now, but it's a true Super Bowl fan. And I thought I'd just read it to you. Y'all, a guy named Bob. Y'all, he received a free ticket to the Super Bowl from his company. Unfortunately, when Bob arrived at the stadium, he realizes the seat is in the last row in the corner of the stadium. He's closer to the Goodyear blimp than the field. Well, about halfway through the first quarter, Bob notices an empty seat 10 rows off the field right there on the 50-yard line. So he decides to take a chance, and he makes his way through the stadium and around the security guards to the empty seat. As he prepares to sit down, he asks the older woman sitting next to the empty seat, excuse me, is there anyone sitting here? And the woman says, no. Now, very excited to be in such a great seat for the game, Bob again inquires to the woman next to him, this is incredible. Who in his right mind would have a seat like this at the Super Bowl and not use it? And the woman replies, well, actually, the seat belongs to me and my husband. And I was supposed to come with him, but he passed away. This is the first Super Bowl we haven't been together since we got married in 1967. We've been to all of them. Well, that's really sad, says Bob, but still, couldn't you find someone to take the seat? Maybe a relative or a close friend? And the woman says, no, they're all at the funeral. Beep! Hey, that's a good... Big Fatty, that's a good one. No wonder you got that one from your hat arena. Y'all, I don't really have... well, I've got all kinds of shit here, but I don't think I don't think I'm gonna... Oh, y'all, we got... Let's see when the full moon is coming up here in April. The 29th, y'all. That is the flower moon. Oh, Big Fatty, April showers bring May flower. No, that's April is the flower moon. What is May? May is the strawberry moon. Oh! Oh, dear Gussie, you know, Big Fatty, this doesn't bode well for when you retire in 58 working days or 78 regular days. You know, y'all, you get what you get. You know, sometimes it's a gem and sometimes it's a train wreck. Big Fatty, let me know when we have a gem. It's been a while. y'all, speaking of a gem, y'all at the beginning. At the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the old gal. You know she's got a birthday coming up in just a few weeks on the 7th of May. And old gal, when you think of the BFO, is there anything that you want to help and provide?
Just giving you content.
Oh, thank you so much. Could you give me about 19 minutes more next time?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.